This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Lee, every day, the things we learn are more and more shocking. Just you know, everything you thought was going on in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Every day the things we learn are more and more shocking. Everything I thought was going on in this country hinted at, and I occasionally get a liberal troll saying, oh, you're just trying to scare people for ratings. Every single time it turns out I did not go far enough. I did not anticipate enough how far the left would go and how radical they would be. Right now, and we're getting the outlines of this, Trump is literally rounding up a terrorist army inside this country. They were allowed to stay. We're learning from Doge that in some cases, not only allowed to stay, caught at the border, allowed to roam free, in some cases given social security numbers, put on welfare. The first tranche of 6,000 are having the social security numbers Biden illegally gave them stripped from them. I'm sure any moment now a liberal judge will be along to tell us that the terrorists have a right to social security numbers, that Trump can't remove them, even though Biden illegally gave them out. These numbers overnight just begin to show you what they were doing. Let me set this up, okay? After 9/11, George Bush created the Department of Homeland Security. For one purpose and one purpose only, to protect the homeland from terrorists. Made sense. Fast forward 24 years. Department of Homeland Security was catching them at the border, releasing them, and in some cases, illegally giving them social security numbers and signing them up for welfare benefits. In other words, settling them in the United States for, I don't know. In other words, the agency formed to fight terrorists is now trafficking them into the United States, and these terrorists were just walking around. We know they could have been rounded up because Trump's done it. 219 terrorists caught in the homeland since January 20th. Just 29 caught in the same period in 2024. That is a 655% increase. So it's quite possible to do from ground zero. No pun intended there. From ground zero, Trump is able to flip the switch. Since January 20th was when he was sworn in, Lee, 219 terrorists just walking around.
Well, when you actually look for somebody, you can find them.
Yeah, and that's the thing. These Democrats intended to coexist with these people and learn from them. That was the plan. They had become so unafraid, they were beginning to recruit on campus. That's where we are. I mean, that this all of this is the same fight. Some of them came in legitimately on visas. Most of the rest just walked over the border. Overnight, we have this RICO-style, again, these are terrorists too, RICO-style indictments of the leadership of Tren de Aragua with the aim to take it all down. Again, where were the Democrats? Oh, they were denying that Tren de Aragua was taking apartment buildings, lying from top to bottom. And then we'd later find out that the FBI briefed them. They knew. Department of Homeland Security knew they were violently taking territory, stealing a man's apartment complexes by threatening to kill him and his family, and they were cool with it. They knew, but they lied. They lied to facilitate these groups staying in America. And let me remind you of how uppity they got. Because this is an invading army. Lee, remember this? A Texas oil and gas-based company. This is September of 24, okay, right before the election. Texas oil and gas company issued a memo to employees warning them that the police and FBI were warning that Trende Aragua, Venezuelan migrant gangs, were robbing oil companies of expensive equipment and, in some cases, oil shipments in the Permian Basin. That's an army, right? That's a cartel. That's an army that's operating on U.S. soil that is capable of large-scale crimes. This is what I would expect in Mexico.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a third-world country that doesn't have control of its own security or sovereignty.
Yeah. And where was the RICO-style indictment that we just saw from Pam Bondi yesterday? Where was that? Where was the rounding up of these people? Where was the, hey, here's how we take out the top 28 in Trende Aragua. We got them all. They got them. They're not running around the Permian Basin anymore, getting so violent and so uppity. They're moving on from, hey, we'll take apartment complexes over here. We'll go ahead and conquer the oil fields over there. They were conquering territory. Not just the oil fields, but also apartment complexes. Democrats were fine with that. I mean, I'm looking at this from the Zero Hedge article at the time. Mainstream media, of course, blacked it out. This was the largest producing oil field in the United States, highest producing oil field in the United States. Organized criminal activity, violent crimes, gang activity, oil field thefts. And these people so dangerous that the companies had to warn their security not to engage them because they will kill you. And every day, then, by the way, did you see this overnight, Lee? They came up with a name. This is brilliant.
All right.
For the Democrats who are flying around the world trying to save these gangsters.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear it.
The MS-13 caucus.
That's right on target.
Yes.
Right on target.
I mean, it's what they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's what they are. So the good news, don't be mad about this morning. The good news is the tide is turning, and that is why we are finding out about these things. But the bad news is, you know, you get people like the town supervisor of Oyster Bay, where a lot of these people in New York, where for whatever reason, a lot of this Trende Aragua leadership was just openly living. And he says, you know, he's on Fox News this morning. Thank God. Thank God for the relief. We were scared. Well, yeah, it's scary. But this is how they intended for us to live and thought we could live. Want to live. Here's Carly Shimkus this morning on Fox News, and she's talking to him about these busts.
In terms of fear, everybody's concerned. Why were these folks allowed to stay in this country this long? What has been going on that has allowed lawlessness? It's dangerous, it's expensive to taxpayers, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, I know. And can you believe what Todd was just talking about? A 655% increase in arrests of terrorists since January. 200 suspected terrorists have been arrested. What do you think the Biden administration would say about that? Oops.
They would cover and they would dodge and deflect because we saw that for 4 years. Now we have some common sense. I'm very appreciative of our commander-in-chief, Donald Trump. The people of Massapequa want safety, want respect. We respect our police officers. This is the home of Jonathan Diller, where his family resides. We continue to mourn that loss and the losses and the damage to everyone who has been affected by this.
I think, Lee, the next, you know, several years are just going to be one bombshell after another. I'm just shocked at what they did and how far they went. So. All right. Overnight, another pivot from Scott Bessent and Donald Trump on China and tariffs and Jerome Powell. And what does it all mean? Where are they going with this? Markets absolutely whipsawed again yesterday. How long do you think this can continually.
Oh, it can go for a while. It can go for a while. And I mean, it's like you're hearing now that apparently we're getting close to some deals with India, which that's one of the things that, you know, bolstered the market yesterday.
Yeah.
So, you know, I do think that we're probably on the resolution side. In fact, there's even talk this morning that there may be some mitigation of the tariffs against China, that some resolution or at least some relief for that may be coming soon. But I think that the Trump administration and his team have found where the limit is for the markets, to where this is not a positive and it is a negative for them. And so they're starting to move back, and which was all part of the plan to begin with. I mean, this is a well-executed plan to change the economic paradigm of global trade and to get America out of the basement when it comes to how you are treated in other markets, because that's where we were. We were allowing other nations to tariff us into, you know, inability to get things into the marketplace in other nations, but yet willing to let them, in the case of China, just dump their stuff here at a loss and put our folks out of business. So he's changing the paradigm. I think this is a, as you said, a pivot point here. And I think that the time's right. It can go on a little while longer, but I think they're getting ready to wrap it up.
Again, exactly as we predicted, a lot of this stuff in the market's based off this fake idea that we're just going to put tariffs on, they'll stay there forever, and nothing will ever change, and we'll go broke.
Right.
Which was not going to happen one way or another, and we're seeing that overnight. 18 trade deals on paper with 18 countries, 34 more being negotiated. Everything a moving part that's changing as the liberal globalist financial media whips the markets and investors into a frenzy. And I think in an attempt to save China. They're as allied with China as the day they were when their surrogates transferred the COVID virus to them. To take out Trump's last economy, they're willing to do it again. But coming up next, something you will only hear here. We're very focused on how we're doing. Oh, no, woe is it. How's China doing? Anybody stop to check? Like, is this working? Wait till you hear this next. Texter writes, RFK gives American companies up to 2 years to remove the poisons in our food as they sell food without poison to other countries. Yeah, I got to tell you, I was a little disappointed in this yesterday. Wasn't what it appeared. Two dyes that are very rarely used, they're basically permits were pulled, essentially. Their approval permits. Well, good. We could have done it for the other six. Again, this texter's right. Europe has been doing this for years. The science of dyeing things with safe products that are not petroleum-based. Well-established, used in most first world countries. This is not hard stuff. And Consumer Reports busting RFK yesterday. You know this plan's voluntary, right? It's voluntary. There's no enforcement mechanism. Yeah, it's really disappointing. Now, what they said was they have a verbal agreement with the food industry, the same food industry that lobbied hard to keep RFK from being appointed. That food industry. Look, this is not what we were promised. And I'd love to tell you something different, but it's not. And when you describe it accurately, because look, I am a student of RFK. I've read his newsletter for years. One of the things I've always loved about it is the links. The links are what sold me on his philosophy, the links to the studies, the links to the science. And, you know, just personally over the years, and you know, listening to the show, I have thrown out $500-$600 worth of stuff in my house when I realized what it was doing to my children. And these are things, a lot of them, that are not in Europe. They are not in Canada. We do not need to poison our children. There is another way forward. And this was the big, and you know what? I felt like there was, I don't want to say dishonesty, but a little bit of spin yesterday that made it sound like this stuff's getting banned, and it's not. It's not. Now, maybe they'll work toward that later, but a verbal agreement with companies to start phasing this out over 2 years? Are you kidding me? Folks, a lot of these companies, again, will make one version of Fruit Loops for Canada, one for Europe, and one for us. They can do this. They've already got the supply chains to do this. This is ridiculous. Especially when you describe it this way. This is Dr. Marty Markary, and he's right.
Why do we have this chronic disease epidemic? Rising rates of autism, cancer, and autoimmune disease. What's going on? Look, we've poisoned the food supply, seed oils, pesticides, toxins, heavy metals. We have the most medicated generation in the history of the world.
But how are Americans not aware and up in arms over this?
The system is bankrupting the country.
It is. And I mean, forget the dyes. I mean, we're going to do this with pesticides too? Again, the same pesticides banned in Canada, banned in Australia, banned in New Zealand, banned in Europe. I mean, it's so bad. There was an article about a container of grapes that was shipped from India to Europe. It was blocked at the border, considered too dangerous to consume. It was covered with pesticides. Same ones here. And once you start to understand what's in this stuff, you know, I make the decision. I mean, it happens all the time. I make the decision all the time to eat less vegetables and to eat less fruit because I'll go in, the organic price will be too high. Sometimes organic's just very expensive. It's just too much for that week. And I'm like, we just won't eat it. I won't touch that stuff. I will not touch it if it's not organic because I understand what it is. And especially, folks, if you are buying a food where you eat the skin, grapes is a good example for that. You're buying a food like that. If you're not buying it organic, just leave it. You'd be better off not consuming the fruit and taking vitamin C. I'm serious. And they understand this in Europe. And we need to begin to understand it too. It is making us sick. So look, I don't know all the politics here. You can tell what's going on here. The food industry is slow walking RFK and Dr. Marty Markary, and maybe ultimately Trump is slow walking them to the end of the Trump administration is what they're doing. Well, we'll do some voluntary. Well, okay, cool. We could poison the people for another 2 years. This stuff is documented to cause cancer. We know it causes neurological defects, and we are letting them give it to children. This is just, and folks, the law, here's the thing, the law already exists for this. It's been passed. This is the crazy part. It is law in this country. If something is found to be a toxin that causes cancer, automatic ban. It's not, you can do it if you want. Law requires it already. We passed, Congress passed it. This is old. Been on the books for decades. So this, well, we'll do it voluntary. Well, we'll let them decide when they do it. Well, we'll just talk to them, but not put it in writing. It's the law. You don't like the law, change it so we can poison the people. We'll all be upfront about it. Because RFK is not wrong here.
Was that because we were robust people, because we were vigorous, because we were tough. We had what my uncle called this beef jerky toughness. That was responsible for our country being the land of the brave and the home of the free, the greatest industrial power in the world, the wealthiest country. We owned half the wealth on earth when my uncle was president, and part of that was because of the vigor of our society. And that's one of the reasons he started the Presidential Council on Fitness, Physical Fitness, because he saw that he felt that Americans were getting soft. And it was going to steal from us and erode all of our leadership, our moral authority and our values and our role as an exemplary nation. And since his death, we've had this extraordinary chronic disease epidemic. When my uncle was president, 3% of American kids had chronic disease. Today, it's around 60%. And these are broad category, the ones that Marty mentioned, like ADHD, the neurological disorders, ADD, ADHD, speech delay, language delay, tics.
Look, we don't know who called off the dogs here. We don't know if that came from the Oval Office and he's just doing what he's told or this was him or what. This is well-documented stuff, folks. And again, we need to change the way they think, that we think. One of the things you can do, honest to God, if you're thinking, well, I should eat a salad, it'll be healthier. Is it organic? No, don't eat it. Not worth it. You would be better off eating something else because, again, lettuce is a thing that the pesticides are sprayed directly on. And we haven't even gotten to those yet. So to watch them cave like this, I got to tell you, I'm disappointed. Last time Donald Trump had China's back up against a wall, had maneuvered them into a trade agreement, he'll do it again. He will if they give him long enough. China and the Democrats became desperate. The market roared. We were on the verge of 30,000. I'll never forget it. Little did Trump know, behind his back, Anthony Fauci, who's now been pardoned for his crimes, because the Democrats know he committed crimes, was transferring gain-of-function technology to the Chinese People's Liberation Army's foremost weapons lab. Trump people didn't notice the clause and agreement that would have brought China to its knees, and rightfully so, on trade, finally made things fair. They can't operate if it's fair. Didn't notice the out clause. There was a virus. You know the rest of the story. A virus given to them by Anthony Fauci and the Democrats with an assist from Hunter Biden. You know the story. They all worked together to destroy Trump's economy, and that is exactly what is going on right now. It is no different. Fauci's just retired. He's got his criminal pardon. And the next Fauci, however they'll do it, is already working inside our government with China again. Guarantee it. The deep state is. We've already seen it. We know how this ends. We've seen this story. But I want to remind you of a few of the greatest hits this morning as we talk about China in the markets. Headline. China disease lab found in Fresno, California. Over 18 deadly pathogens and the mice raised to deliver them. A very deadly form of COVID, much more deadly than the one that got out. Mice weaponized and bred to carry and spread it. It was a Chinese illegal immigrant. And when they found him and caught him reluctantly, it was a county employee who actually caught him, or we would be none the wiser operating this deadly weapons lab inside our country. We found that the guy was funded by the Chinese Communist Party, $2 million. His name was Jia Beizu. What was he doing? I was pretty honest about it. Undertaking classified military R&D and weapons production on our soil. Cool. Great. Fantastic. Fantastic. What was the purpose of this? He was really clear about that, too. It wasn't so he could make some masks and sell them. No, no. It was to bring down the wolf that was America. Congress has still not gotten a lot of answers on this. The FBI's disappeared. A lot of the evidence never came back out again. The operator of the biolab's been indicted. No sanctions against China. No action taken. Because Democrats in China work in lockstep. They have one common enemy, and he's Donald Trump. I just want to remind you of who China is. Would we could get a proper perspective this morning on what is at stake here before I pivot to the Wall Street Journal and their nonsense. Headline, how Chinese hackers graduated from clumsy corporate thieves to military weapons. Cool. Massive typhoon cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure, telecoms. Sought to lay groundwork for potential conflict with Beijing. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Where's this? Wall Street Journal? Huh, where are the Chinese hackers? Well, they've gained the ability, I'm reading from the Wall Street Journal, to shut down dozens of U.S. ports, power grids, nuclear facilities, and water treatment plants. They bragged to the Biden administration about it in December. I'm not over this, folks. They admitted. We hacked you. That was us. Yeah, we claimed it wasn't us, but we want you to know it was. By the way, it's punishment for supporting Taiwan. What will they do now? What will they do now? We'll do it in partnership with the deep state this time, like with Fauci and Echo Health Alliance and the Pentagon funding them the whole way to destroy Trump's economy. Will that happen? Do you understand the parameters of this? And then I read this nonsense. We might have to let them destroy us for cheap stuff. Really? Wall Street Journal this morning whining and complaining. And I mean, it's bad. I feel sorry for small business owners. I do. I have sympathy. Their supply chain is whacked. They don't know what to do. They resell cheap Chinese goods for a living. The headline is, from fake eyelashes to Care Bears, U.S.-bound goods are stuck in tariff limbo. Some companies are torn. Do they revamp supply chains or wait for the trade war to ebb? This poor woman can't afford to bring her fake eyelashes. What are they, lined with lead? Now, China does that stuff. They don't adhere to anything they agreed to at the World Trade Organization to adhere to the standards our government puts in place for stuff manufactured here. They don't care. They gaff it off. We've long since stopped fighting them because they just ignore the treaties they're party to. So they're writing about this poor woman who, you know, she got a truck full of fake eyelashes from China. Came to a screeching halt in Mexico, just shy of the U.S. border. The lashes made in China and shipped to Mexico port were on their way to the U.S., but poor mean Trump. Man, so unfair. And yesterday, right at the moment, it was funny watching it, right around the time that Great Depression began trending yesterday on X, Scott Bessent and Donald Trump backed down. And look, I get why they did it. Because the same people ultimately behind the transfer of gain-of-function technology, all of that, were at it again. Talking the market down, talking the market down, talking the market down. Of the 11 biggest crashes, daily crashes in stock market history, three have happened. Three since Liberation Day. Stuff like this. The Dow is, this was yesterday, was trending. The Dow is now headed for its worst April since 1932, the very worst year of the Great Depression, blah, 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 blah. Almost immediately they pivoted, which shows you they watch X, which is where everything happens now. And they backed off. They backed off. But should they have? We're going to explore this as the show unfolds today. Because everybody's talking about us and the woman with the eyelashes and how's her business going to do. And if she can't sell women lead line lashes from China, then by God, what will we do? I don't know. Maybe not have a grid collapse. Maybe we get them out of the grid. Maybe we get them out of the nuke plants. Anybody check the water plants? No, don't care. Cheap lashes it is. Okay, we'll go with cheap lashes for $500, Alex. We are paying for our own destruction. Cheap stuff is killing us. It's killing us. But what about China? I mean, everybody's so focused on us and cheap lashes and fake care bears, all the people Wall Street Journal's interviewing and their struggles to make a buck off of slave labor, which is completely immoral. But how's China doing? Anybody know? Anybody checked on China? Is this working? Because the thing is, it's working. That's why they're panicking. Trump's winning. Where do you hear this? Nobody else could talk about it. We don't even factor in if we're winning. We decide to lose and then go with that while the liars tank the market. I'll explain up next. Now, hold on. Wall Street Journal in a cold panic. Businesses won't be able to buy their fake eyelashes and fake care bearers from China. So the end will come or something. Never mind that the end might come from a Chinese weapons lab inside our country. We already found one of those. Are there more? Bet there are. Nobody cares. But what about the other side of this? And nobody's talking about. Oh, it's so bad. Well, no, for us, sure. Yeah, but how's China holding up? Not so good. Headline, Zero Hedge. China is in economic dire straits, and they're no longer able to hide it. The Trump administration's tariffs on China are not the initiator of the nation's troubles. They are more a bookend to a process of decline that's been ongoing for years. You mean they're not all powerful? No. No, they're not. Daily Pulse explain this. You will not find this on CNBC or in any of the globalist media.
But the problem for Chinese manufacturers is not just the tariffs, but the uncertainty of timing and sudden changes to policy. They say no one is willing to make a big move on production or shipments until the trade landscape becomes more predictable. This means most Chinese factories are frozen. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic or poorly planned, but what they don't understand is that the uncertainty is the real leverage, not the tariffs. What seems like a spur-of-the-moment decision or a sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective at throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Globalism requires a perpetual status quo. Change of any kind is like holy water to a vampire. Chinese shipments are actually on standby and orders are frozen. Nothing is moving.
Oops. Wait, you mean he's not erratic? You mean this is a strategy? Let me read that again because she's actually quoting Zero Hedge. Trump's tariff actions are widely criticized by the media as erratic or poorly planned. But what they don't understand is that uncertainty is the real leverage, not the tariffs. What seems like a spur-of-the-moment decision or sudden capitulation on Trump's part can be highly effective in throwing foreign governments and corporations off balance. Chinese shipments are on standby. Orders are frozen. Nothing is moving. Folks, who is our enemy here? It's not the Chinese people. They're slaves. In fact, they've been burning down factories. Good for them. Keep going. Fight. Fight. Who's the enemy here? Chinese Communist Party is the enemy. And their use of slave labor, for starters. But mainly their willingness clearly to sabotage the entire system, which they laid out in great detail for the Biden administration in December. What if, I mean, just what if, okay? I'm going really ambitious here because I think I understand where Trump's going with this. What if you could make China Japan? What if you could collapse the Communist Party? What if you had a democracy run by the people in the place of the Chinese Communist Party? I don't think the Chinese people want to kill me. I don't think the Chinese people want to spend their time breeding weaponized mice that can carry deadly strains of COVID in Fresno, California. I don't think they want to do that. I don't think the Chinese people want to collapse our water delivery system. I don't think the Chinese people want to collapse our nuke plants. I don't think the Chinese people want to melt down our grid. All of those are things that have been cyber attacked by Typhoon in the last couple of years, now admitted by China. I don't think they want to do that. I think they just want to compete. I think they just want to eat. I think they just want to be free. What if you could break the back of the Chinese Communist Party? What if you could do it? What then? Well, I know our globalist friends would lose one of their dearest partners. The model they are hoping to implement and copy in the Western world. Yes, I know all of that would happen. And I know we'd have to do without our fake eyelashes at low prices in our fake Care Bear crap. But would it be worth it? Especially when India is so excited about the idea of our supply chains, some of them for the cheapest stuff we can't make moving there. I mean, just something to consider through the propaganda that is raining down on our heads and deliberately beating down the market with fake news.